different as STEP, but as we're part of the old Association of Chartered Teachers, I hope that we have brought through the good traditions that we developed as the Chartered Teacher and the conferences that we had under that title, and we've brought that and evolved it into Scottish Teachers for Enhancing Practice. So welcome, thank you very much for coming along today on this glorious day. We'll try and keep the blinds open as much as possible to remind us how beautiful the weather is, even though we are inside. A couple of points note before we start, there is no planned fire alarms this morning, so if the fire alarm does go off, please treat it as a requirement to evacuate calmly and quietly out of the nearest fire exit to the muster points outside. If you're a Twitter fan, our hashtag is there in the red. If you're tweeting about today's conference, please feel free to share this with your followers. We are wanting to get the word out there, obviously, across Scottish education. And there's already been a lot of interest on Twitter, not just this morning, but in the build-up to the conference, about who we are, what we are, and what we are all about. Also, things to note at the plenary this afternoon. Slightly different format to the plenary, so well worth popping along and having a look at what we're going to do different. But we are also going to do the raffle for the bag of books at the plenary, like we used to do under Acts, and the books that are in the bag of books are on display in the coffee room for you to have a look at. Everybody who's a delegate's name has been entered into the raffle, so we'll draw that at the plenary for you to take the bag away with you. And also, as STEP, we have a gift for all our delegates who are able to attend the plenary for you to take away and help to remind you and to be utilised within your school, hopefully, from the ideas you get from today. Now, our title for our conference, our theme, was about exploring partnership. So let's start by considering, actually, what do we mean by partnership? And here's some other meanings of words on this side here about what partnership, other replacement words we can use for partnership. And on the other side, we have other words that emphasise or explain the meaning of the word partner. And what we can see, well, hopefully you can see it's maybe a wee bit small for people at the back, is we have words like together, team, two-way. Things that should be part of Scottish education. We also have under partner, collaborator, enabler, facilitator, networking. But I quite like the one that sometimes you feel in the classroom on after a difficult day, lifesaver. Sometimes you need your partner there. Okay. Now, a lot of these words, when we're talking about partnership, when we, the teachers, are talking about partnership, we're looking about the fact that we are all in this together, that we want to be friendly, we want to communicate. There is a lot of warmth and a lot of support when we talk about working in partnership with other people. And if we just look at the Education Scotland website, we see that they actually have a lot of information and guidance about partnerships that they're expecting to see in Scottish education that are very child-centric. And just a couple of quotes here are going to appear. I shall just give you a moment to read them. Now, to me, when I was reading them, the word imaginatively sprung out at me. I like to be imaginative in my practice and the way that I do things. I don't always want to do things exactly the same way. And that's how we look at these conferences as well, is we have a formula that works, but that doesn't mean to say we stick to it year in, year out. We do like to change things and try and explore and be a little bit imaginative in what we do. And I think you might notice that just from the beginning today, in the fact we've not got you sitting in neat little rows all tied up, but we've got you the tables, we've got you the space, we've got you the opportunity to not only face the person who's speaking, but to face each other in that idea of networking, collaboration, and talking to each other. But in the final quote there, we've got professional dialogue. And that's what we are about. That's why that's our main purpose for coming together today, is that opportunity to network and to share. Now, those of you who... Those of you who have time to keep up with recent announcements may have seen the recent announcement about money that's been launched about closing the attainment gap. And if you've not heard about this programme, this may be of something of interest for you to have a look to see what is going on with this, what has this announcement been, and what could it mean for you maybe immediately or, because they're only actually targeting 7 local authorities initially, but what could this mean for all of us? How can we benefit? How? Because we're all responsible for doing something for closing the attainment gap. Okay. But the aim of this particular partnership programme that has been launched, as you can see there, staff to learn from each other, experiment with their practice, monitor and evaluate to change. So we're back, we've still got this underlying idea that we should be working in partnership. So new announcements, old announcements, who with the curriculum for excellence, partnership is there, working together, working collaboratively. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, but first of all, let's look back to what we all did at some point in the dark days of when we were initial teacher education. For people like me, that was quite a long time ago, and there's people here that maybe that was last year. And we talked about behaviourism and we talk about social constructivism as the ideas of theories about learning. Okay? And what we see here under behaviourism, the classic picture of the learner is the empty vessel, and we just lift the lid off and we pour all the knowledge inside. And it's all about knowledge. Putting the knowledge inside, closing the lid, job done. You've been a learner, you have learned because we have given it to you. But if we take this as the context of the teacher as the learner, we're not interested, well, we are interested in the knowledge, but we're interested in it in a way of which we can understand the knowledge. We want to poke it and prod it and see what it does and what it means. And that, to us, is what professional learning, what was originally called CPD, is all about. We don't want to just somebody stand there and tell us. We want to understand and explore it. And when we talk about motivation, we don't attend professional learning because we have to, because we're told to by outside bodies, or because we've told you must do this number of hours, so you go and do it. That is not our motivation for attending, and it's not our motivation for professional update either. We want to engage with it, we want to take ownership of it. So we look to constructivism, and I've put social constructivism up there because everybody likes, well, mostly like that. We all like talking to each other, we all like being sociable about things. And with this, we're looking at the idea that we're all born with a will to learn. We all want to learn. What happens to us along the way? And that can be us as teachers as well. We start our teaching profession with the will to learn. We're engaged. We've actively chosen to go and do a teaching qualification. We engage with it and we learn. And we want to make sense of the world from the inside out, interactions with each other. So we don't go and do our ITE course and not speak to another person the entire time. We engage with each other, we debate, sometimes it's over, it's a coffee, sometimes maybe it's over a beer or a glass of wine, but we debate and we network. Okay, and that stays with us, and we want that to stay with every teacher, no matter how long you have been in the classroom or you have finished your ITE. So we're looking at constructing meaning. So my Lego blocks there is, when we start, we have all this knowledge, each Lego block representing a piece of knowledge. But we as learners, we are interested in constructing that knowledge and putting it together to gain understanding and see how it all interrelates. So we don't have a pile of Lego blocks inside our head. We have constructions. We have beautiful palaces. We have castles. We have gorgeous houses. We've constructed our knowledge and seen the links, and we've got the pathways between them. And that's what we use. This is quite a well-known quote that's used to explain social constructivism in initial teacher education. So I'll just give you a moment to read that. Okay. So that's social constructivism for the learner, the pupil. However, I kind of looked at that and I thought, I want to change that. I'm a teacher, but I am also a learner. So I kind of doctored it a little bit. I've got my graffiti pen out. And I changed it to this. Does this apply to us? And to me, the stimulating learning environment is my school and my classroom and the classrooms of my colleagues. Because if it's a stimulating learning environment for the pupils, then it's also a stimulating learning environment for the teacher, because we are in it together with our pupils. We're learning in partnership with them. And people might say, well, why have you got play there? Well, yes, why can't we play? Why does it all have to be serious and formal? Why can't we get our lump of Play-Doh out and do things with it and explore it and use it to think about how can we change our pedagogy and the way that we teach? I had a colleague who was horrified I bought Play-Doh to teach advanced higher maths, a concept there, but they got it, they understood it, they could work with it because they'd sat with it and they'd manipulated it and seen it in action. So we have to remember these things. But when we do this, we need to be creative in the way that we explore and play. And again, it's not about just getting the same toys out of the cupboard and playing with them. It's looking in other ways. So what we've got here, a range of words. And there's skills that's associated with creating a creative environment. And sometimes we need reminding that we have these skills because we do get stuck in a rut. We read the next announcement. As secondary, I get the next documentation from the SQA, tell me what changes have now been made to this, that and the next thing. And I get stuck in that. And I need reminding occasionally of these things. So I'm making connections. I have a willingness to explore unlikely connections. So don't go for the same old. Try something different. Try something bizarre. Generating ideas and applying imagination. Playfulness with ideas, materials and processes. Using something that just seems bizarre. And think, oh, how could I use that to teach something? Alternating perspectives and trying on multiple points of view. And that's where we need to discuss and socialise with each other, trying to do the same thing. I don't teach a subject or a lesson or an exam level on my own. I teach it with a colleague, whether it's in my own school or in another school. And sometimes it's useful to get together and say, how did you do that? Because the way I do it, it's really boring. I'm bored. How do you do it? And share these ideas. Formulating questions, and that's not just questions of the pupils, but questions with each other and questions of the people, the leadership above us, saying, I want to do this, how can I do it? How can you support me in enabling me to change and improve? Being persistent rather than seeking the easy or the premature solution. So thinking maybe there's one way of doing it, let's find a few ways and then play with them rather than play with one way and then look for another. And to me, most importantly of all, in teaching, when you're working with children, you've got to have humour. If you can't laugh at yourself and together with your class, how do you keep your sanity? Okay. So our purpose today with our conference, this is our success criteria, is this is what we want to achieve today. When I say we, everybody in the room together. So I hope that we will achieve that with what we plan. And I hope you enjoy your day and do lots of talking and networking. Thank you very much for listening.